I am going to read Psalm 90 and say a couple things, and then we're just going to sing through Psalm 90, which is a very, very, very appropriate psalm to sing in these days. Psalm 90, verse 1 through about 14. Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You return man to dust and say, return, O children of man, for 1,000 years in your sight are but as yesterday when it is past, or as a watch in the night. You sweep them away as with a flood. They are like a dream, like a grass that is renewed in the morning. In the morning it flourishes and is renewed. In the evening it fades and withers. For we are brought to an end by your anger. By your wrath we are dismayed. You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your presence. For all our days pass away under your wrath. We bring our years to an end like a sigh. The years of our life are 70, or even by reason of strength, 80. But their span is yet toil and trouble. They are soon gone and we all fly away. Who considers the power of your anger and your wrath according to the fear of you? So teach us to number our days that we may get a heart of wisdom. Return, O Lord. How long? Have pity on your servants. Satisfy us in the morning with your steadfast love, that we may rejoice and be glad all of our days. And I don't know if you heard the harshness, but there's some harshness in here. Who considers the power of your anger, O God? Who considers your wrath on sin? And we see trouble and we're promised trouble even by Jesus himself. Oh, you will have trouble, but fear not, for I have overcome the world. You will have trouble. There is trouble because of sin, God's wrath on sin. And I love how this psalm starts. It says, you have been our dwelling place. And now we can sing this song thousands of years later, knowing that our dwelling place, our hiding place is alive. His name is Jesus, and he is our shelter, and he's sheltered us from the wrath of God. And so today, whatever your circumstance is, you can put your faith in Jesus, your dwelling place, your hiding place, who shelters you, who hems you in, who takes care of you in every circumstance. He doesn't say you're not going to have trouble. I'm just going to take care of you in the trouble. So cast your care upon me. And also this says, I love this prayer. It's like the chorus of this song. Satisfy me, Lord. Satisfy me. Why? Who prays that other than the one who's not satisfied? Satisfy me with your love, your steadfast love in the morning. Before I forget, Lord, how good you are. My tendency is to forget, to wake up and think about all of the things going on out here. Oh, help me remember your goodness. Oh, help me remember that you're my shelter, my hiding place, that I'm safe in you. And so, Father, as we sing your word, would you help us to believe your word? Help us to see you as our hiding place, as our shelter, as our dwelling place, as the dwelling place for our children and their children. Satisfy us with your love. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Let me teach you the chorus of the song and then we'll get into it. When the sun comes up, satisfy us before the day has passed us by. Before our hearts forget all your goodness, satisfy us with your love.
Satisfy us with